Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency creates personalized anti-aging formulas that smooth fine lines, lighten dark spots, and improve the appearance of dark circles. Each formula is tailored to you and prescribed by a licensed dermatology provider. Formulas are customized with clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than retinol. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Believe in K-pop. Today we have a very special guest. I'm super excited to have this person who is already a homie for a lot of Indian Agassiz. Well, he's basically the 8th official member of GOT7 right now. And
he has no.
One of the best people to reach out to. And his recent collaboration with Mark has been the talk of the town. And Indian Agassiz are really going wild and crazy because of this particular collaboration that happened after years of waiting. So it's such an honor and pleasure to welcome the music producer, none other than Sanjoy himself. Welcome, Sanjoy.
What's good? How's it going? Namaste, namaste. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining in. Like, I know you had the crazy schedules, especially after the release of One in a Million. But thank you for giving us this time to join you.
Of course. I mean, God willing, it's going amazingly. And thank you all so much for the support. Couldn't have done it without you guys.
Yeah. So I intentionally never mentioned all your works because it's going to go lengthy and we know your time schedule. So in case, I know most of the people know, but in case people are living under a rock and does not know you, do you like to give
it? Nah, come on. I'm just getting started.
No. You're already a pro from starting to play tabla for passion and getting into the industry and working with numerous artists, getting recognized by various artists, which again
just brings just still just learning, you know. I'm still just learning and haven't even started it yet, you know. This is just the beginning. Let's go.
Well, we are also loving the learning process, and that's exactly why you're here. And
yeah, still learning. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sandra, the first question was actually we were expecting Kunal here. You know that. So, I just wanted to know, you guys were friends since college, and I do have friends in college.
High school, actually. 11th grade in high school.
Wow. There is a famous saying that friends have different personalities and different interests, and that's exactly how they become best friends. But what exactly, inspired or sparked in your head that you decided to be professionally partners and start your journey as professionals?
We never sat down really. I mean, we formed a company, we formed the business and stuff, but we felt like we had to do it by the paper just because you needed to protect yourself in a certain way. But it was always like a family to me. Like if I would go to my brother and ask for something, like there's no paperwork needed. It progressively grew into a business sort of a thing. We never sat down and said like, hey, let's start a record label. Let's start recording. Let's, you take 50% and I take 50. I mean, none of that, It was from the beginning, it was brotherhood. And, you know, it's like till this day, it's been just that. And honestly, like all this, like successes and failures and stuff like that, that journey, if you're not going through it, with someone like that by your side, it doesn't really mean much. You know what I'm saying? Like I was, my friends came to visit for the release. It's COVID right now, so everybody got tested. Everybody like made sure it's safe to be around each other. And five of my friends came to LA, and we celebrated like here in my apartment. We celebrated watching the premiere on Mark's channel while Mark was on FaceTime with me, and he was with his homies. So he was with his friends from like his close ones and his family. And to me, if you're not going to enjoy it with the people that are closest to you, then none of this really means anything. And like when my friends really left, I felt really sad. Like they all had to go back to do their work. And now I'm left here alone in this apartment. And I'm like, yo, like, yes, we're getting millions of views and millions of people are listening to our music and stuff like that, but if you're not enjoying the moment with the people closest to you, none of this matters.
True.
My bad. I didn't mean to get all deep and sensitive and stuff, but that's really how I feel.
It is okay to get sensitive and deep. That's how you write
the best music. I feel like musicians are the most sensitive people. Anything that goes wrong or goes weird around you, you play off of that energy.
Well, true. So again, talking about your journey, and you just mentioned how you started together and, you know, like celebrating success and also being there during your ups and downs.
Yeah.
I also read one of your favorite quotes or statement that you told in an interview, which really inspired me as a person, you know, like Dan, you know, keeping aside being a Godsend fan of things, as a person pursuing her dreams and things.
That's the most important, man. Being a person is the most important in all of this. Like, don't forget that whoever it is, Godsend or Rihanna, or they're all people at the end of the day. Everybody has the same emotions. Everybody cries and laughs. And like, they may be out of reach, but they still feel the same pain and happiness as everybody else.
Yeah. So the statement was, success is a journey and it is not a destiny. Like, I really wanted to write it on my forehead and watch it every time.
I mean, I'm not the first one to say that. I just feel like so many people have these goals that are like big goals, and then say you get to the goal. But then like you got to the goal, and now what? Then now you have another goal. So your goals are progressively going to change. You just have to know that the success is the path that you're taking to get to the goal, not the goal itself. So, because say tomorrow you get $1 million tomorrow, and that was your goal your entire life. Now you have $1 million. Now you have to do something with that $1 million. Now you're goal changed. But then if you didn't enjoy the path to get to the $1 million, all the ups and downs, then what's the point?
So I just wanted you to, you know, like elaborate your journey, and you know, like initially, like now people get to recognize, and some would have even called it a luck of this new song hitting every corners of the world. So would you like to give the journey part, you know, like the journey, clear, brief answer on how your journey was?
I mean, it's been beautiful, man. I mean, an immigrant kid coming from Bangladesh to San Jose, and then, like, you know, supposed to just go to school and do maths and studies, but I didn't choose that route, right? So I think the success, I think the journey has been beautiful, and all shout outs to Almighty and my parents and you know, all of my friends and supporters and you guys, you know, like really it's about you guys, not about me. I just want like anybody that's going to hear this to know, like, yo, it's not, nothing is impossible. And like I said, I'm literally just getting started. Welcome to the show. Let's go.
Well, you're already a huge name. Please stop saying that you just get started. But nah, I do wish you a lot of things.
Thank you.
So I read one of your tweets where you did mention that One in a Million was actually a song and a little byproduct of 7 months of work. So
yeah.
How did it start? Like, what made it come out after 7 months?
I mean, Mark and I met at the same time as I met Young Jay from GOT7 on the same fan meet. But obviously, Young Jay and I became really close friends. We did a record together as well. And, you know, I mean, me and Young Jay still to this day keep in touch. They have a song coming out, Encore, in the next hour or so. I mean, we were just speaking. And, you know, the way it ended up happening was, the second concert that I went to, I got to meet Mark's family, his sister and mom. We met and they had heard Victim of Love and they had been a really good, big fan of that song. And they were like, dude, like, you did an amazing job bringing together three singers in a song. And like, Young Jay had never sung in English on a song before. I mean, he had done like covers and stuff like that, but this was like something that was originally written with him and with his vocals in mind. And Elliot mixing in, and like his dream was always to sing on a record with Elliot Yameen, because he had done the cover of Wait For You, and that's why their vocals go back and forth, and then like they're in the hooks together. A lot of people, I guess, don't know how the vocals are meshed in together, but yeah, that's what it is. And I mean, like, from that meeting, you know, I had kept in touch with the family, and I really liked the family, man. I really liked, you know, meeting the dad, mom, and sister, especially, and just was like, yo, do you guys want to go grab dinner together? Like, and then they also invited me to dinner, and then there was no talk about Mark, no talk about music or anything, just purely hanging out with the family. And then a suggestion came from Doreen, was like, hey, do you think you would want to work with Mark? I was like, are you kidding me? Have you heard his voice? Like, he's the way he sounds on records and stuff like that, and his entire vibe. Like, when I met Mark, he was super friendly. He treated me just like Young Jay would treat me, and all of the boys too. Like, everybody's super respectful. And I was like, yeah, I would love to, you know, work with him. And, you know, came up with the idea for One in a Million, and texted it to Mark, and he really loved the idea. And then that was back in quarantine, I would say, I don't even know, like, probably like April, May or something. Then he came to town in June and he texted me. He was like, yo, I just finished quarantining. Are you around? I was like, yes. Should we try and record the song? And he's like, all right, let's give it a try. We recorded it. You know, and because of complications, we couldn't release it right away. So the whole idea was always to make an animated video, because there's no way we could do like a music video together, because obviously he lived in Korea and I lived in LA, and it was COVID during the time. So that's why the video is an animated video.
Yeah, that was my second question, and you just answered it right away.
So, I read your mind.
So about the animated video, one thing I found very special, and what made the fans
Green Umbrella.
The Green Umbrella, yes.
I read your mind again.
You know, like, no, I meant the duo, you know, like the hero and the heroine of the single. They weren't the ideal couple that usually comes on animated movies, but they were like...
Oh, is this Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol? Are you talking about Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol?
No, I mean the color, the skin. You know, like, it wasn't. Like, it wasn't the ideal type. That's what I'm telling. You know, like, you can read my mind again. You know, like, you can find the ideal.
Yeah, I got you.
So the face cuts or anything, it didn't match the actual standards that the universe has. But it was kind of, you know, like, felt home, and it was like someone next door.
A lot of people have been telling me that the Latinos, the you know, Thai fans, the, you know, Asian fans, as well as like, I mean, like, look, a dream of mine had always been to produce music for a animated film, and I'd never gotten the opportunity. And now we're in a time where, like, you know, we're all brown boys and Asian boys in this project.
Yeah.
So let's go. Like, nothing against anybody else. It's just, it just felt right to be, so like, for everybody to be accepted. It was not a plan of any sort. I mean, we didn't like explicitly say like, oh, it needs to be this way or that way. Once I read those comments, then I'm realizing, oh, huh, that's quite cool that it worked out this way. But yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is like, look, doesn't matter the color of your skin, everybody's beautiful and everybody's the same. So please watch it for the content it is. Please love it for the song, not for anything else.
Well said. So about the green umbrella, did you plan on that?
Mark
did. So even the cover, the green cover,
that was Juliana from Brazil.
So even the color combinations, did you?
Yeah. Juliana does all of my all of our artworks. And she's a legend. She's she's actually an Agassé, so the influence of the green. But yeah, I mean, she was the one that came up with the cover. I mean, Mark and I like shot the pictures separately, and then she put it together in that sort of color scheme.
That's very good. And you recently have a special event going on, so I would love you to talk about it. The TikTok.
Yeah, you're actually gonna see a new surprise coming. I can't really spoil it, but it's a special part of that event as well. But yeah, I mean, the thing is, we just love to see creativity being created to our creation. You know, Mark is a super creative guy. Obviously, he's a genius. And then I also like seeing things being created to our music. And then we wanted to give something back to the fans. And so, yeah, we're going to do a party just like this, me and Mark. And we're going to have a few of our fans hang out with us and ask us questions.
You didn't say that Yongjae and Mark teach you how to tease people. So where are the teasers? You're supposed to tease here.
No, not this one. This one, it's just gonna be a surprise drop.
And like being a literature student, whenever I see like events like this, you make a TikTok or you draw, you know, like you people get to draw or do a TikTok or video compilation or dance for it. I'm like, nice. Can you ask to write a poetry or an essay? You know.
Anybody can do anything. You have Instagram Reels. Go ahead and write a poem. If we love it, then you can join our party. You know, it's just all for fun, man. You know, it's just all for fun and just want to see what people come up with. Maybe something will get the song trending that we didn't even think of, you know, and then like it reaches out to the other fans and makes them fans of the song. That's literally the idea. Outside of our core audience gets to hear this song.
That's true. And like a lot of non-cable fans, I'm not telling this, you know, like it's actual fact. Like I did send it to all my friends saying that, you know, like this is not a Korean song, this is a full English song.
Yeah, that's what I want it to be seen as. I want it to be seen as a good song. If you like it, then amazing. If you're a fan that loves it, I love you. And Mark loves you as well. But, you know, the idea is that we want to always work on good music and like put our best efforts in everything that we do, and rest is up to people. If they like it, then they like it. If they don't, then we're gonna try harder next time.
Yeah, speaking of poetry and essays, I did get tempted to write a short story with music video.
Amazing. I'm excited to see it.
Really? So let me work on that. So, and I liked, fortunately, we were, you know, like, we are talking after the release of the M4 teaser. and just an hour before the M release. So none of us expected this. This was so sudden. Like, we guys are used to having teaser images, then later you get the schedule and things, and this MV is just going to drop. And it's not, you know, like, you don't even get 2 to 3 days to digest the fact that an MV is going to come, but it's like dropping the next day. So
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. You have to see the video. It feels so personal to the boys. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm stoked.
You watched it? Silence. Okay. You can just say yes or no. I'm not going to ask you any more questions. You can just say, did you?
We're having a staring contest right now. I mean, I'm going to win at the staring contest. Look, you already blinked.
But... well, that was part of a question. You can just say, yes, I did hear it, and it was good. And I hope you guys enjoy it. That's what I was expecting.
You guys are going to enjoy it. It's, I mean, anything they do is amazing, right? So, I'm sure this one will be as well.
Yeah, we are excited as well. So, you know, like, you have just stepped into K-pop. Knowingly or unknowingly, you just started producing for K-pop artists. So are there any plans, like, when you met Yongjae and when you met GOT7, did you get to, you know, like, look into other groups, and were there any favorites that you did enjoy with music?
Nah, I mean, like, I always said it, I don't care if it's K-pop or J-pop or I-pop. I'll work with anyone that's dope. If we vibe, then we are homies and we'll work on music.
So are there
that still stays true. I mean, I'm a fan of a lot of groups, but I don't know if we're gonna, like, you know, if our energies are gonna match and we're gonna like each other, or maybe we'll create another banger. I don't know.
Can you spill out some of your favorite groups?
GOT7. Because they're a group, so don't forget that.
Yeah, sure. Other groups, like, I know you love GOT7, and we all love GOT7. Like, wow, you're not telling anyone.
Like, look, I want India to have a group like that. That would be dope. I would work on that first and foremost. Like, I would produce and write bangers if there was, like, a couple of dudes. Not a couple of dudes. Like, it has to be like a few. But, like, if they worked as hard as these boys and, like, you know, just learned and pushed our culture forward, of course, I'd love to be a part of that.
Yeah. So this is a personal question that I wanted to ask you. Like, recently, again, you know, like, it is a well-known factor that being a person of color or being an Asian, it's kind of hard to, you know, like, express yourself and excel in the Western industry. And recently, we also have another hashtag coming in, and things are getting, again, you know, like, chaotic and things.
What's the hashtag?
I don't know. So I just saw a few pages, and I was kind of thinking, you know, like, during your journey, I know, you know, like, being an artist, that pressure would be a lot. You know, like, you have to be creative all the time and excel in the industry. But, you know, like, being a person of color, you get to express a lot of, or was it hard?
I'm actually lucky in the industry. I think there are, like, along with, obviously, there are people that are, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be around good people. But I mean, it's yeah, I think times are changing, man. I think we're being accepted more than, like, we should look at it in a positive light. Like, a lot of people paved the way for us to have a better time in the industry, I feel like. Like, for example, Russell Peters, Jay Sean, you know, artists like that. Not necessarily musical artists, but, like, you know, Aziz Ansari, Hasan Minhaj, Lily Singh, B-Funk, all of them. They have sort of paved the way so younger guys like us have a better chance at making it. So honestly, like, hats off to them for going through maybe sort of hate and whatnot. But I think we are lucky at this time now. We just got to push forward and, like, you know, just do dope work, man. You should be judged for your, like, if you're honest, you're doing good work and you're not screwing anybody over, then the path is open. I think God will take care of you. Your fans will take care of you. I don't know what to say. I think you understand. But yeah.
Yeah. So the hashtag is Stop Asian Hate. Mm. That's
great. Damn. Yeah. I'm sorry for anybody that's going through that. I mean, we're all one. Let's stick together. And let's focus on the positivity. Let's stop the hate with positivity, I think.
Well, I just wanted to take a moment to actually genuinely appreciate you for doing all the things.
You just
mentioned everybody paving the way, and I think you guys are paving a way for us as well. Just by being in India and doing stuff globally, it's kind of, you know, like, we also get to be recognized around the world.
No, thank you. I mean, also, like, you know, I'm thankful to all the fans for bringing us together, and you know, Mark as well for you know, trusting in me and, like, working with me. I think obviously there's more to come in the future, and, you know, I just want to thank you guys. It wouldn't have happened without everybody's blessings and everybody's support.
So I just have a quick, you know, like, I just asked few fans to write about the song, how they felt. They just wrote some intimate answers, and I just wanted to read it for you.
Please,
Sure. So, even before the release, One in a Million and Mark's voice made me emotional. But after viewing the MV with all those green images, I shedded tears. Because both of them are trying really hard, and I'm glad they got to show their talent now. Mark really can make anyone cry with his voice and his productions. I believe him. And she also adds, and also the animated MV is really beautiful in its own way, and their collab was indeed really great. The music genre was really awesome. Whenever I hear with my headphones on, I'm on cloud nine. This is from Kaushalya from Tamil Nadu. And just two more.
Awesome. No, thank you, Kaushalya?
Kaushalya, yes.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Actually, about the video, I have to really give it up to Mira Studio. There's 20 plus people worked on the animation. It was not just one man's job. This entire collaboration came together because of a lot of people, not just Mark and I. So we really have to thank the team.
Yes. So here's another one. It was calming to the soul. The tranquility I felt from the song and the video, it was like the stars in the sky were shifting in a fluid way and aligning in the most perfect constellations.
Yo, this person has to be a songwriter. Text them back and let them know that, yeah, you should start writing songs.
Well, sure. So, you know, like, it continues. The song itself was full of Mark's vibes, and I felt that energy. The video was simple and therefore effective. I felt it somewhere, what the song was about, and made me believe in fate a bit more. From Priyana Pune.
Hell yeah, Priyana.
Priyana, yes.
That's awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, the you know, less is more. Usually, you don't have to do a lot to prove anything. When you have a voice like Mark's and you have a good song, you don't really have to do too much.
Well, the last one, where do I even start? When I heard that Mark and Sanjoy are finally going to release the single, it felt like I could see the light at the end of the tunnel. The song is soothing and the lyrics
Wow.
is The song is soothing and the lyrics is very casual and ordinary day described yet loving and comforting. A perfect gift for all the singles on the Valentine's birthday. Sanjoy has been so invested and enthusiastic with his music ever since I came across him, and his single is no exception. He has given us his best as always. I think I'm going to vibe to this song for a long, long time. So this is Ahalya from Darjeeling.
Ahalya. Thank you so much. Also, I have to give a shout out to Trey Schaefer, who wrote this song with me. Couldn't have done it without him as well. And yeah, I mean, Sahil Punamia as well from my team. Cheyenne, Justin, obviously Kunal, you're my right hand. Yeah, I mean, if I, Russell Ali, who's also fucking genius. Oops. Yeah. Thank you all so much. I get emotional every time I think about this song and how much work went into it and the time we planned when we couldn't put it out, how sad we were. But, you know, everything is looking up now. So,
thank you. And these messages just a glimpse of how much we love in
Thank
India.
You.
And we are kind of expecting you guys. You should make a visit.
Thank you so much. Yeah. There's obvious, this is just the beginning, even for this song. There's a lot of stuff coming. And there's a lot more music coming. So let's go.
Okay. Thank you so much for joining me. I couldn't get anything out of you. Credits to you. And once again, you know, like,
as you got a lot out of me.
Really? I have to shake it.
Yeah.
So thank you once again. You know, like, as a musician and as a person, you have inspired many. I just wanted you to know that. And once again, a big shout out for One in a Million and a lot more things, as you mentioned. So finally, would you like to give a word to our listeners, viewers, and just give a shout out to all your social media pages, if only if they weren't following. Like, I'm damn sure they are gonna, if they haven't been following. Yeah,
it's at Sanjoy D everywhere. Thank you guys. I honestly here because of you, and let's go on this journey together. Let's see where we go and how things go, and I'm sure, you know, it's gonna be a fun ride. And yeah, thank you so much. Love you guys. Keep supporting, keep streaming, and, you know.
Yeah. And also, look.
Tell everyone else I said hi.
So, finally, for Believe in K-pop, a big shout out. Follow us on Instagram. This is your Anthea Isaac, the host of Believe in K-pop.
Anthea Isaac!
Oh, thank you.
Just in and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.